Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week and be able to get to spend this hour with you. And today, you just get me, no guests, nobody. I mean, if anyone wants to call in, they can call in at 347-945-5428, and I'll mention that again. Today, I just wanted to go in and just talk story. And I haven't been listening to the news on purpose as much. We've all been going through COVID the last year and a half, almost. Well, I'd say a year and a couple months, and it's just been a game changer everywhere. So when I say I haven't been listening to the news, of course, we all have to watch things and keep up on things. It's not great if you don't know that there was just an earthquake or something major. And, of course, in our industry in real estate, I have to keep up on changes and regs and things like that. But I have been really enjoying staying away from all the hoopla and all the negative news. So today we are going to talk about 3D printers. For those of you, I don't know if you're familiar with them or not, but they actually can print homes. 3D printer homes are here. It's amazing to me that what we can do nowadays. We can listen in today and hear how you can save, what to be aware of, and wow, I just wonder, the cost is not that high compared to what I would think it could be. And, you know, remember when computers first came out to the public, how much more expensive everything was, and now they're much cheaper. I remember paying in 1986, like $2,500 and then around $3,000 for a 286, which is really slow back, you know, very, very slow computer, which now they're obsolete, but you can buy something similar for $500, something like that. So things are changing. So I wonder if these 3D printers will be the same, just like microwaves and everything else. I'm sure as time goes on, they'll be a little bit less. And so I'm just looking forward to going over some things totally real estate related. Of course, we'll get off on different subjects as we always do, and get away from the day-to-day grind we've all been going through. And I hope everybody's been doing well with your families and health, and things are starting to change, but we're not back to our old normal. We're kind of in our new normal, and I think a lot of people have gone through a lot this past year in realizing what they want and do not want. So it's been a interesting time, very interesting time. So we are going to talk about the 3D homes, and we'll be back in like less than about a minute, and how you can save, what to be aware of, and the uses in the real estate world, as well as some of the other uses too. So we will be right back. So this is Natalie Mullenix, and we're listening to Realty Universal Radio. 3D printer homes are here to stay and just actually really beginning. Did you ever think that this could work? Do you know what a 3D printer actually takes something and then combines it into the actual object? So just like you've seen 3D printers, 3D, they actually work and compile everything, and then it comes out as your object. It's pretty interesting. Being used in many, many different industries today. And one of them, let me see, we've got, according to a report from The Verge on Icons Operation Techniques, which we're going to operate, Icons, one of the, it's a starter company, started up in Austin, Texas a couple years ago, and they're doing really well, their operations are 3D printed houses, and I'll go into what they're doing in a couple minutes, but they actually have 3D printing robots, and the homes cost just about $10,000. They're hoping eventually to bring it down to $4,000. Now, that's your frame. You know, there's still more. It's kind of like a concrete block. There's still much more to do to be building, to build the house, and then you'll also want to buy land, and you have to go do different things. But it's really interesting to me to see how they're able to do use this technology and create 3D homes. The house, like say it's already in a multi-list, so you can have like 3-bedroom, 2-bath houses. There's also in New York, they're selling one for $299,000 in Riverhead, New York. It looks like in Europe already, one's come out that's a 2-story printed house. It's just amazing to me that to know that we can do this, and it's so much something I would never have thought about. They say that a 3D printed 2-story house is 3 times stronger than a house built with quick building blocks, because basically that's what you're getting. You're getting like cement or building blocks when you get this printed house. It says the compressive strength of the material is 3 times stronger and higher than the building block is what they're stating. It's pretty amazing. You can actually, I'm looking in here, a New York home builder put a 3D printed home on the market. It's a 1,500 square foot house, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and garage, listed just under $299. It's about half the price of that comparable home in the neighborhood. So let's look at a neighborhood with $600,000 homes you could get for $299. I think that's a really good deal. That was on CNBC. They're actually trying to build, the builder, Kirk Anderson, said they're trying to build the houses in half the time for half the price. And they'll also be able to show how their profits will still be higher, but they'll actually, you know, as they do more projects, but they'll be able to pass on huge savings to customers and consumers, which I just think is just so cool. So if you're going to go and you want to build a house, of course, you're either going to go into an already a development where builders are building. You can actually get a spot builder and have somebody just build the house yourself. Or if you want to go ahead and hire people to build, you could buy land and hire a general contractor to sub out everybody. There's just so many different ways to build. And when you go, usually typically to buy a lot, if you're going to buy the lot outright, usually to finance it, it's going to cost about 25% down is what you'll need to finance that lot. Typically, unless you're going to pay cash, there's a lot of variables that go into building your own home, which is really interesting to look at. A lot of people think, well, I can't do it, or I'm going to have to just go straight to a builder to do it. There's just a lot to check into, and if you're going to be buying a lot and you there isn't public sewer and water, you have to be aware of perk tests and wells and make sure that you can have a septic or a sand mound. And there's just a lot of factors involved. So it is good to contact a real estate broker agent, talk to somebody about it, talk to a builder, make sure your contracts are in order. There's a lot that goes into it. But when you look at the reality, depending on what your budget is, of how much money you could save if you have the time and the inclination to build your own house, it's pretty amazing. Now, a lot of people aren't saving it because they're going straight to builders that are doing projects, and then the builders are making that profit. You can also talk to builders about sweat equity. You know, hey, you know, my husband or my relative or whomever knows how, is a plumber or no electrician. Can they do any of the work and say we can save some of the cost? You know, a builder is going to have liability as far as that goes too. So there's going to be a lot of factors that are involved to be able to say, yes, you can do this. No, you can't do it. But it's worth checking into all of this when you're going to think about building your own house. And So I just want to point out that if you're going to go do it and get your own lot, you know, people, there's just so many ways to think out of the box, and I think it's really important to always look at your finished project and then think backwards. So just like an architect is going to build the plans for your home, if you're going to have a, you know, home built, you want to see what you want and look at your finished product and then work backwards. The interesting part with these 3D homes is you can save a lot of money because the concrete's being made. You know, the framing. You know, you're still going to have to get the foundation in. You're still going to have the electrical, the plumbing, the roofing. But it's worth trying to budget cost this out and see. Just like the builder in New York that said he's put it on the market for $299,000, and it's in an area of $600,000 homes. That is a huge game changer. So I just always like to point out, never think that you can't do something before you really investigate it and look at all the aspects. Of course, protect yourself legally with the contracts, etc. Other than like a 3D printer homes, many people buy prefab homes. And there was a day that people thought a prefab home was like a trailer, and it really is not like a trailer or a manufactured home. There's a lot of benefits to that too, and typically with the manufactured home, you're still going to have aspects of the building that's going to require another builder, general contractor, etc. Super important to make sure that you get your permits. So when you're thinking about this, of course you're not going to go into the project alone, but when you're thinking about things like this, you want to definitely have your permits. Now we, for example, in Hawaii, on the island of the Big Island, there's a lot of places where people build without permits. I mean, you see that happen all over the place and not just there. But it's really important to make sure you're covering every step of the way. And that's easy to get the checklist and get things and make sure that whom you're buying the land for. You still, when I mention these things, it's because a lot of people say, hey, I want to build, but where do I start? And that's where you start. First off, you're going to decide what location you want to go to, where you want to be. And then from there, just be careful, because when you're buying land, you want to make sure that the land is buildable. Also, that you can build the size home that you want to build on the land. So for example, you're buying a lot, and the lot only has a 50-foot width on the frontage, but you're building a rancher, and you're going to need at least a 60-foot frontage. You know, there's certain setback rules from the front to the back, on the sides, everything. And even if you're buying farmland and you're out in the country, you still want to make sure that the zoning's in place. You want to make sure you can get water and sewer. Or are you going to dig a well? Is there already a well on the property? So before you commit to anything, you're going to have a lot of contingencies in there. And you can always contact us at Realty Universal, and we can put you in touch with a broker and agent that will be able to guide you. And also, they usually are working with different builders. Because it's not... none of this is rocket science, but it's important to know the questions to ask and the questions to make sure you're covered. And then, of course, make sure an attorney reviews everything or the broker, you know, whichever, it depends on who you're working with. I always recommend, you know, all your deposits should go with a title company, an escrow company. I would not give the deposit directly to the builder. I would not give the deposit directly to the homeowner. But I just want to mention these things because they're just good food for thought to think about when you're looking at situations like this. So back to 3D printer homes. This is so cool. We're going to look at the Icon is doing these 3D builder homes. It's real important also when you're doing things and getting packages and plans to make sure that the people have the copyright to do it and the right to build it and sell it, et cetera, so that you're not ended up in any issues in the future. Any times we're going through this technical revolution, you know, AI, the robots, everything's coming out, and it's just changing our world really fast. It's very, very interesting, and I like to think that, you know, many people think, well, it's taken many jobs, and it is taking a lot of jobs. I don't like that aspect of it. But I like to think that we can create other jobs and other positions while we're doing this. So it's pretty amazing. Icon, who is doing this, there's other people doing it too, and you can, you know, there's 3D printers are out there for sale. My son's in spinal research, and he also has a real estate license, but he's in spinal research, and he has made 3D spines. So if they have a tough case or there's a surgical operation or something and they really can't see everything as well as they want to see it, they'd like to utilize a 3D spine, basically, to be able to really see that person's spine, you know, and all everything. It's just amazing what you can do. It's just amazing. I mentioned that I was going to do this today, and he said that he thinks that his opinion is that concrete block homes may be just as cheap, although, you know, they're stating that they're not as strong as this 3D printed, and he said he thinks it's really going to be something that will really be great for building, like, restrooms, parks, things, you know, when we have the larger building that's going on. I talked to a friend of mine last week that gets into the huge project constructions, you know, and the warehouses, the roads, the bridges. There is a technology now where they're actually pouring the concrete into, say, I'm just going to give you an example. Say you need a huge warehouse wall. They're huge, and they would take a long time to be putting the blocks up or pouring it a certain way. They do this on the ground into a certain template, and then they, with the cranes, lift the wall up. And it's built in more than half the less time than it would have taken. So it's pretty amazing when you look at what we're able to do. So with the 3D printing, it's kind of like that type of technology, you know, and looking at how it can be done. I think it's just really cool that, you know, people are coming out and doing it and giving the discounts from the get-go. You know, it's not like a lot of things that we end up buying and starting off and they're really expensive and then they come down. It looks like it's really, really amazing. Before I talk about Iconic, because iconbuild.com is the company, very, pretty interesting. I found a story on the New York Post about a neighborhood called Community First Village Site. It's in Austin, Texas, and it's comprised of houses for the chronically homeless, all different types of houses, including the 3D variety built by the company Icon. Apparently this gentleman named Tim Shea was homeless, and now he lives. Evidently he was homeless, struggling with a heroin addiction, so he was really, really in a bad place. It says he is now the first person ever to live in a 3D printed house, according to the home's maker. And so he's been in here for a little while, on the outskirts of Austin. And it's in the Community First Village site, which is really amazing. I love that that they're doing this, and it's working. So this 51-acre development has more than 500 homes so far, including 3D variety built by the company Icon. We'll have to get in touch with them. I love when you see a win-win, and it's working all the way around. And can you imagine how good this man feels that it's his home? He's come off of a terrible addiction. He's moving forward. It says he's 70 years old, or was 70 when this was printed, and he hopes to live there. He says he hopes to live there until his last dying days. He's among a growing number of seniors in America who've struggled to keep affordable housing. Before this permanent home, and he was homeless, he lived in a community in an RV. You know, there's a lot of RV parks where you can rent month to month or day or for the whole year, which is really nice too. So I think it's just really wonderful to see these communities popping up that work for everybody. And so for those, I'd be interested to see how many people have never even heard of a 3D home, right? It's just really remarkable that you could be so much less, such a lower cost. very remarkable. So I'm going to take a 1 minute break. This is Natalie Mullenix with Realty Universal, and we will be right back.
Put a new face on an old kitchen. The Home Depot's cabinet experts can reface your kitchen cabinets for a mini makeover in a fraction of the time and cost of new cabinets. Our licensed local experts can get the job done right away. So don't face another year in an outdated kitchen. Try refacing it, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. To learn more, visit homedepot.com/refacing. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers, including 85434-42144.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Natalie Mullenix, and we are back. So I want to look at this. It says, our story, becoming iconic. I like that, icon.builder.com. It's nice to see startups that include building, revolution, helping homeless, helping people, and just moving things on. It's always so wonderful. Becoming iconic, it says, our mission is to reimagine the approach to home building and construction to make affordable, dignified housing available to everyone throughout the world. I definitely want to get in touch with these guys because when we do the research for different shows, you know, we'll just go in and sometimes I do it on the spot, on the cuff, something I've heard. And, you know, it's just that's a beautiful thing about being able to do this organically and be ourselves and everything. So I know the producers of the best shows in the world would be like, that is just not the way to ever do it. And I agree with them, but I still love to be organic. So I want to get in touch with these guys because they're when they say, just like Starbucks said, they wanted to see a Starbucks on every corner, they've got a mission here, and it says to make affordable, dignified housing available to everyone throughout the world, and that just makes my heart sing. Because there's always so many ways to do it. And there's so many places in the world. We're really fortunate in the U.S. that we have what we have. It's been tough this last it's been tough for a while, but working together we can do this. So they're saying home building hasn't changed since the Middle Ages. I like this. You can go to their site and see iconbuild.com and look about their story. We've got the Middle Ages, they're saying the 1200s, because, I mean, people always needed a home. You know, even if you go back to cave days, right, you have to have shelter from the outside. You have to have, you know, and warmth in the winter. And in the 1800s, we had the Industrial Revolution. 1950s, the Power Revolution. And then they have the future, 3D printing. Wow. 3D printing, robots. Whoa. It's just... But we can touch it, right? We can touch it. Stagnancy in home building has not kept up with the demand and population growth. This has contributed to a growing housing crisis. Traditional home building methods are inefficient and wasteful. Now, I do have to say that being in this business for so many years and in different markets, when you see the places that are, you know, hundreds of years old versus 100, 200, and then what we have now, We're definitely more modern and efficient, but I just love the architecture, the structure of the old places that just do not get blown down for the most part. So this says the methods are inefficient and wasteful. These critical problems have driven cost up past the point of affordability for the average person. High cost also means providing adequate shelter in developing countries can be nearly impossible. That I have to agree with. There's a lot of people that want to own and they still rent. Nothing wrong with renting. Renting's great, and there's people that want to rent because they like to, you know, there's other advantages. But there's also a lot of people that want to own that feel like they aren't going to be able to own, and that's just not the way it should be. And then so many will say we own our home, but we have mortgages, you know, so it's kind of nice when they're looking at this, the way they're doing it. So they have three critical problems. We are passionate about advancing the state of home construction because the issues we are working on are significant. Our technology enables more shelter for more people in a time when we need it most. I like that. So they've got affordability, sustainability, and availability. The average person cannot afford a home. Home building is inefficient and wasteful, and over 1 billion people do not have adequate shelter. I'm going to get a hold of these guys, because that men and women, whoever, you know, I think people, because that makes sense. And there's so many areas around the world that are in not working. And it says, we built the first permitted 3D permitted home in America. Wow. This is, I do hope with technology and trademarks and copyrights and all that everybody's able to get into this. I hope that it does stay an open field. It's one thing to create an event and then still have your, you know, be the originals, but I do hope that this does end up staying pretty generic and open so that many can get involved. So this says, from iconbuild.com, we're just getting started. In 2018, Icon was the first company in America to secure a building permit for and build a 3D printed home in Austin, Texas. Says we've used that support to develop robotics, software, and materials as our core technology for our partners and home buyers. So I'm assuming they do have partners and home buyers, and people can go in and do it, and they have things set up already. So the strength of these products have been proven further through a number of projects since the first house and with more to come. Wow. Pretty, pretty cool. They want to revolutionize home building. They have a passion for design, engineering, and elegant software. They have decades of experience in sustainable technology and construction innovation. They have a wonderful team here on their sites. They've got Jason Ballard, Alex LeRoux, and even Evan Loomis are the founders. You can see more information as far as this goes on Icon, I-C-O-N, build.com. And this is pretty cool. This is really cool. And I guess they have, you know, I'm sure with layouts and floor plans. Now, the thing about this is you do need to do more than just put up the 3D. There's more to the technology than just that. But let's see. Pretty amazing what they go into something else. I was looking at some couple things. Okay, some of the negatives of 3D printing is I just like to look at pros and cons, okay? It and it's not just for the houses or anything. You know, you may have copyright issues, design inaccuracies, but when you're working with companies that have already been tried and true, I think you've got a better shot with that. Large volume, restricted build site, things like that. It doesn't look it says it can create items in a selection of plastics and metals that are available of raw materials that are not exhaustive. So I think this is a really amazing to see houses done this way is amazing to me. I was looking, there was a creepy post about somebody in Japan made 3D copies of real people's faces for sale in Japan. Now, apparently, he did get the rights, and he paid about 40,000 yen to do this, which is equivalent, when this article was written, to like about $386. It was the New York Post, $386 to get the rights to do that and then resell it. And that's kind of amazing. You see somebody's because the 3D is pretty fast in the way it prints out, and then of course it has to cure. It's amazing to me. It's amazing how we can do this. And so this is another on CNBC. There's so much. Oh, by the way, when you're listening to this, get on YouTube and just Google 3D printed homes, and you're going to see many, many, many different audios on YouTube, and you'll see a lot of information about it. Pretty cool, pretty cool. It's kind of exciting, too, when you think about the fact that you could just, you know, I wonder, you know, the tiny homes they have are very interesting. I wonder how hard it would be to just put the tiny home up and check in different communities where they're allowed. Some states allow you to put a tiny home in your backyard with no problem. Some with associations forbid it. Others don't. You know, there's always zoning and regulations, but it's really interesting to find out what is where. So I just think it's interesting to look at all this. Okay. And let's see, on CNBC, this is I'm going to look at this one. Calverton, New York, the home building industry is on the edge of a revolution. Kirk Anderson, he's the one that's doing building the put a house on the market for under $299, and where the houses are running around $600,000. He says he used 3D printing technology to build a 900-square-foot model home on Long Island. He's about to build another one also. And some of these are saying they're the, I mean, I guess a lot of them are saying they're the first one. We don't know who's totally the first, right? Depends on if you look at all the permits. And this new home will be slightly larger at about 1,500 square feet. Says demand is off the charts. He's getting voicemails, emails, calls, texts. Stephen King is the real estate agent for the property. And Anderson is director of an operations called SQ4D, a New York-based company with barely a dozen employees, and they're getting into this too. It's while other companies have 3D printed small structures being used to house the homeless, Anderson Firms is the first company using technology specifically for the sale market. You know, everybody always says they're first, but they're not. Who knows? That doesn't really make it. It's just a matter of who's doing what. That says they started making small desktop 3D printers and came up with the idea that we needed to disrupt the housing market and the construction industry. So they scaled up their printer, a so-called, oh, this is cool, autonomous robotic construction system. Now, see, I think, just the way I always think with business, okay, so somebody's looking at that and they're going to try to patent it and go from there and go from there, but I still think this is going to be a pretty open-wide market. After a lot of testing, they printed the foundation, interior and exterior, walls and utility conduits for the model home in just 2 days. Oh, my gosh. You have to look at this. You can get on and Google. When you look at these, they're definitely, when they print it out, it doesn't totally look perfect. I'm sure there's going to be perfection that comes into it. And then they have to have the areas for the windows. This says, you can't see it because you're listening to it, but it says it looks like a massive spout squeezing out concrete toothpaste in long lines, but the results are incredibly solid, and it's a resistant structure. The raw wall looks a bit like concrete corduroy, but they can be smooth depending on the buyer's taste. It requires little labor to build, and the price is low. Wow, two potentially attractive points as the industry contends with a severe labor shortage and high material cost. This says, now this is what's happening. It says there's been a recent spike in the price of lumber, and it's hitting builders very hard, and we know that, especially with COVID and trucking and all that. You know, the price of material has, in some places, doubled, and it's just gone up a lot. It says the recent spike in that, okay, it's hitting them. It added about $26,000 to the cost of construction of the average home, according to a new estimate by the National Association of Home Builders. Concrete's far cheaper. That's definite. Home buyers, too, are grappling with challenges in the market. Supply is tight for entry-level buyers, while most of the growth these days is happening on the high end. And the interest rates have a lot to do with all that. You know, but what we're talking about here is we're also talking about, when you're listening to this, the people that want to buy their own lot, build their own home, and do it that way rather than just go into a development or buy something that's already built. Anderson says they're trying to build homes and houses in half the time for half the price. The profits will be higher, but we'll be able to show that with more projects we can do. It's amazing. Now, this is, he said it wasn't easy getting permits to build the for-sale home, which is down the road from the model. He said he had to work with local officials, teaching them about the process and the potential, which makes sense because anything new is going to create a lot of questions, and they're going to be concerned about, you know, hazard and protection and safety, and et cetera, and that's expected. He said the area zoning regulations are notoriously difficult, but that's why they chose the location, so they'd be ready for anything on further projects, which makes sense. A lot of people are looking. There's been a lot of people that are serious, and some are just curious. Unbelievable. Can you believe he built this place? It's going to be half the price of what the other homes are going for there. They're looking to move into other states like Florida and California, and he said there's no limit. I think this is so cool. It's just really interesting to see see the benefits. And the one they're saying, homes would cost like $10,000 and down to four. That must be in the. That's just unbelievable. That's just going to be part of the home. It's not going to be the whole thing. But I love it. I just think it's so interesting when you look at this. And I just hope they don't put like everybody can do it. You know, you're not limited to going through people that received patents on it. That's what I really would want to see. So we never have enough time to go over everything I want to go to over, but this is definitely a way of the future. It's already here. You can actually do it now. You don't have to wait. It's a very, very exciting. You know, so they go in there, so you can imagine the whole shell's there, and then you're still going to put in your kitchens and your bathrooms and your flooring and, you know, everything the way you want it and save a lot of money, save a whole lot of money. And I would think that they, I'm looking at the, they've got a 3D, they've got, you can look at 3D printed cabins, houses. Oh, there's just so many different things here to look at. And that's going to be so. On interestingengineering.com, it says seven of the most beautiful 3D printed houses and cabins. From hemp fibers to rice waste, companies around the world are coming up with innovative ways to utilize the unused material. Can you imagine that? Okay, we've got this and this. You just put it into your house. They've got little igloos. They've got. It's amazing. I'm really glad that they're doing this. It's having a huge effect on many industries around the world, and the construction industry is no exception. So this is just going to go through a recap of what we just did, and then we are going to say bye, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week, and have peace and that you're getting balance wherever you are and what you're doing. And a lot of agents and brokers listen to us when we're doing our trainings that are in our network. This is kind of put out there just for everybody because it's just interesting. I love it when we're creative, and it's not costing a fortune. So the 3D printed houses, they use they're able to extrude concrete, plastic, or other building materials through nozzles, and they gradually build up the 3D object, the size of the house. Pretty amazing. So these machines are all over the place. You know, I mean, as far as I know, when I talked to my son about the one, he said it was around, I think, $4,000 for one that when they were doing the spines, but those are small machines. So these printers, specifically their nozzles, are able to move in multiple planes and are specifically designed to be very robust and hardy, as they generally need to operate outdoors on terrain if they're going to be building this house. There's different institutions and enterprises are working on this technique. So they believe that a lot of the future of the construction industry, commercial, residential, could rely on these machines. They're saying that you can have this printed for like somewhere $10,000. That's a small structure. And they also can do domes. They can do, that's probably for a very small one. Now, how long does a 3D printed house last? And this is what we're being told. It says with proper maintenance and continuous habitation, there's no reason it shouldn't last as long as a more traditional concrete construction. So their estimates vary, but they think about 50 to 60 years. See, when you look at the old places, you know, look in Europe, and I mean, you see places that are a thousand years old, 2,000 years old. In the U.S. here, we've got, you know, 250, we've got different, well, it depends where you are, different years, and they're still standing. So I would like to be able to use a material that would be longer than 50 or 60 years, but that's just my thought process. It says some have timber elements, but they include and may be susceptible to decay over time if they're not treated or maintained properly. So that would be something I would want to look into to keep it for a long time, not just 50 or 60 years, although that's quite a while. They're really adorable. You have to get online and look at this stuff. They've got so many things that they've got different factories are doing it. There's a 3D passive dome house is designed for longer efficiency and can run on solar power, and that's was created with a 3D printer in a factory in Nevada. So there's an Italian 3D printed house. There's all kinds of places. So if you haven't ever heard of this or looked at it, please look at it. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Here's an Amsterdam-based company is creating micro 3D printed homes. DUS Architects. They're planning to build tiny 3D printed micro homes. They almost look like the little tiny houses you see. Each is 26.2 feet cabins, and it comes with its own internal bathtub, and it's very cozy. That's cute. And this here, this is a great idea. It says DUS Architects is using these 3D small 26.2 cabins. They're intended to demonstrate how additive manufacturing can offer solutions for temporary housing. They have a bathroom inside in disaster areas, and so that's pretty cool. So when the cabin's no longer needed, it can be destroyed and almost all the materials can be reused. That is cool. The building is research into compact and sustainable dwelling in urban developments. They're all 3D. And there, here are some that are 3D houses printed out of hemp, made out of hemp. Wow. And that's in Australia. This company is called Mirico, M-I-R-R-E-C-O, and they are working on building, doing the 3D print, the floors, walls, and even the roofs, and they're using carbon-neutral hempcrete panels. Wow. And the company is based in Perth, Australia. This is, and it says the windows will incorporate cutting-edge technology that lets light pass through the glass where it's converted into electricity. That is pretty cool. Can you imagine cutting-edge where the light passes and then it goes into electricity, kind of like your solar panels but different, just along the lines, same lines of that. Interesting. So I could go on and on and on and on and on, and I hope you do take the time to get on YouTube, Google, look on things, and just look at these 3D homes that are being created with 3D printers. It is pretty, pretty cool. And you have prefab homes and other, there's all different ways to do that and build a home, and the tiny homes, or you can just build a lot and start on it slowly. But definitely worth looking at because, what we've been used to is building materials, the concrete, the wood, the steel, and not that, depending on what you're doing. But I think this is a good mix to put in your mix when you're investigating whether you want to build a house and I'm going from there. So this is definitely beautiful and definitely very, very creative. So I am going to go for now, and I will see you next week or listen to you. We'll hear it. We'll talk next week. And to everybody out there, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day, week, month, and I wish you peace.